All right, welcome back to the Devil Radio Studios, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Streaming at devilradio927.com, or maybe you're getting the Devil Radio app so you can get all the great programming here, including Outside the Pizza Box, which is coming up next here at the top of the hour. We do have some more great businesses to feature, and I am really excited to talk with our next guest because it's one of my favorites. I love coffee. I've talked about this on the show before, how much I love coffee. There's so many wonderful coffee places and roasters around the area. But one of my absolute favorites here in Madison is Just Coffee Cooperative. And Rob is joining us now from Just Coffee. Rob, thanks for being on Let's Get Local today and talking about all the wonderful stuff you guys do over there at Just Coffee.
Jason, thank you very much for having me on. Really appreciate it.
So I'm pumping you up here, but it's all legitimate. I mean, I really love Just Coffee. Tell us the origin story of it. Give us some background on the history of this business, because I think it is really unique and you guys have done things the right way, in my opinion.
Well, thank you. Just Coffee started about almost 20 years ago now, in the early 2000s, 2001 or so. Started by a couple of Madison folks, Matt Early and Mike Moon. Mike was a CSA farmer like I am currently, and that's one of the reasons I happen to know him, and that's part of the reason I got involved in the business. But they also were involved in some solidarity work down in the Chiapas region of Mexico, down in Zapatista territory, and they were down there on a delegation back then, and we're talking to some coffee farmers who are producing organic fair trade coffee, shade grown coffee. And they were, you know, hearing their stories and visiting around with folks. And they asked the farmers, you know, what we'd love to, you know, support you when we go back north. And the farmers said, if you want to support us, buy our coffee and go roast it and sell it. That's all we need, is just a market for our coffee, because these were small growers and it was hard for them to get what their coffee was worth. So sure enough, they came back. I think Matt worked a little bit in the coffee industry at the time, but neither of them were roasters. And so they just bought a little 10-pound air roaster, fluid bed roaster, and started roasting the coffee actually on the farm down at Drumlin Farm way back in the day. And sure enough, they were starting to deliver it around, and it was popular. As you say, they were doing things the right way. They were paying the farmers better than a fair trade price, let alone the commercial price. And so that's been sort of the ethic all along. They got into the business to prove that with a little pushing, tweaking, and whatever else happened, you know, whatever else was necessary, capitalism could produce a just outcome if you tried to do things right. And that was always what the demonstration of having this business was about. And so they learned to roast coffee as they went along, but they evidently got very good at it. I joined them a couple of years later. They were using the local currency at the time, Madison hours. I had been involved in getting that started. And so I was working for them originally for the local currency, speaking of keeping your money local. And so that was how I got involved in the business. And soon, first I was doing deliveries, then I learned to roast, and gone from there since then. But I'm still there. But I mean, the business went on from there and is now doing about 600,000 pounds of green coffee and a few million dollars worth of business every year.
That's amazing. I think that's one of the reasons I really attach myself to you guys and so interested in telling your story, is because of, it's just a story we don't hear enough. You know, it's one of those things where everybody in business is, well, not everybody, but a lot of people are taught in business, to cut costs where you can and sacrifice this to get this. And this success story of Just Coffee Cooperative shows you can do it this certain way, the way that would seem to be the most just way, and be successful. And I think that's an incredible story, an incredible message to tell anyone that's getting into business.
I think it is too. I think it was important that we had the vision. And I think a lot of people, you know, getting in business these days maybe share this, of just what you just said, that the consumer's dollar can be stretched between, you know, you, the business, and in our case, you know, we're using a product that's produced overseas mostly. There's some importing involved and trucking, you know, the supply chain goes person to person to person to person along there till it comes to us, and then we sell it on through cooperative groceries and at other groceries and through cafes. So there's this chain of several different links, and it's, we had the vision, and again, the most important thing to us was not only that the farmer, the originator of that chain, got a living wage, or ideally a living wage, at least a fair trade scale wage, and that everyone along the chain, that basically the dollar was distributed as equitably along all those people in the chain as possible, because the economy is made of people. It's labor that makes value, and there's no reason that anybody anywhere in the world shouldn't be having the same standard of living for doing basically the same work as we do here in the financial center of the universe. So
I think that's a great approach. Another thing I love about Just Coffee Cooperative, as we're talking with Rob from Just Coffee Cooperative right now, the website is Just Coffee Co-op, is how transparent and how communicative you guys are about everything you're doing, how you do it, who you are. You know, you have the ability to tell people and explain to people about the product, where the product comes from, meet the farmers. I mean, I really think that's a key ingredient to a successful business, and also retaining customers, not just getting a customer here or there, but having a lifelong customer. And I think you guys do that so well.
Well, thank you. We do try to, transparency, as you were mentioning, is one of the key ingredients, I think, because, fair trade is as we always say, fair trade is not a brand. And the big producers like to have fair trade standards that are not as, up the snuff as, a small local business like us can do, because big coffee companies, they have shareholders to pay off, and they can only afford so much margin, So it's important that, one of the things that we do is to put a little tag on the bottom of our bag. It has both the expiration date of the coffee on it, which makes sense. Also has a number, a 5-digit number on there, and you can type that into our website and get an image of the contract between our importer, which is another coffee cooperative, an importer cooperative called Cooperative Coffees, between them and the growers, so that it's validation that right there is the legal document saying, this grower got $3.20 a pound, or this grower got $2.86 a pound, when the spot price, the C price for coffee is currently, I don't know what it is, it's down in the dollar range. So that's our way of trusting that the consumer doesn't have to trust what we say. We put the information right on the bag that lets them see, yes, this is, what they're saying is correct. They're paying way above certainly above the commercial price, and way above also the fair trade price.
I think it's a really wise idea. So I know I'm complimenting you a lot, but you guys do things very well. Another thing that I love about so many local businesses and Just Coffee Cooperative, as we're talking with Rob from Just Coffee Co-op right now, is right in there with everybody on this, but you step out for causes that you believe in, including, taking a stance on climate change, and including your practices. You put your money and your words, your actions follow your words. And I think that's so important too. But you guys have not been shy to do that either, right?
Well, no, we try to be, people know us by, I won't say as much what we say as what we roast, but we have been as forward as we feel we can be, and have been trying to, for example, lower our carbon footprint is something that the coffee industry, it's just an inevitability with something that ships so far, especially from the tropics. And we've, over the past 5 or 7 years, we keep track of the carbon footprint of our shipping. And if, we started a strategy probably 5 or 7 years ago now to reduce that to, we love to support our growers in Sumatra and in Ethiopia, but those are long distances to transport coffee. And we've dialed those down. We've had our taste master dial our blends down so that they use a little bit less of that coffee that comes really far across the seas, and really try to concentrate on the Mexican growers, on the Central American growers, and the South American growers to some extent. Those places are also easier for us to go visit and be face-to-face with the farmers, so that we know what their concerns are. We can see how climate change is impacting them. We can help them with agroecology, experts and things like that, that help them cope with what's going on, because, you know, fair trade really is it's an act of solidarity and face-to-face relations with people.
I know another thing you do, and beside taking all that time and energy to talk with growers and farmers and learn all of that in the process to make it the best it can be, is you guys also help out and donate to nonprofits. You have a couple different ways to do that. One way is just selling coffee on behalf of a nonprofit or an organization locally. Tell us about some of those efforts.
Yeah, we've done fundraising of various kinds. We've supported a lot of local schools in the past, a lot of local civic organizations, community organizations, by doing fundraiser coffees for them. So we sell them. We have a number of different products we can sell them, and so that's one way in which we've always been trying to support local. Even nationally, support local nonprofits doing good work. And then we've we provide a certain amount of funding to various local groups. We've been doing this the past year or two. We support the local football club, the Flamingos. And we also, this is in addition to providing as much financial support as we're able to some of our grower groups that need pre-financing and things like that, we try to be able to advance funds to them so that they can get the crop in, and then they just repay it when they're able to sell it. So again, that's sort of a standard practice in fair trade, and we do some of that as well.
Just Coffee Cooperative, one of the best here. Rob, thanks for all your time. Thanks for everything you guys do. We really do appreciate getting a chance to talk with you today. We appreciate what you bring to Madison. And the world, for that matter, the way you guys do it. I love it. Thanks for your time. Again, you can find them at justcoffeecoop.com. Basically, can find your coffee, anywhere, right?
Yeah, the local the local food co-ops carry it. There's some local cafes that carry it as well. And it's justcoffee.coop is the online address. And Jason, thank you very much for what you do for this station. And this focus on local businesses and keeping the economy local is great. Thank you.
Hey, Rob, take care of yourself and everyone at Just Coffee. It's justcoffee.coop. You can find out a whole bunch more there. You can buy direct or get it at any store, pretty much. Just Coffee Co-op. Catch you after the break.